All right, Zach Osborne, you left Hangtown with an incredible 14-point lead, and now you're leaving it with 21, but boy, you backed into this overall.
Oh, wow, thanks, Steve. I appreciate that. That's a great feeling to hear you
start the interview.
Yeah, so no. Suck it, and you can get lost with your interview.
Listen, I'm kidding. You great job today, a second place in both motos. J-Mart riding very well, and I think Ferrandis also really impressed. At some point in those motos, are you like, hey, like, okay, it's the first moto, you're like, hey, I got to lay up a little bit. It's late in the moto, I got another moto. And in the second moto, did you know you had the overall?
The first moto, I got a terrible start. I was like 15th or something, and I came through, and I was right on Plessinger for third, and then made a little mistake and almost bit it huge, and ended up fourth.
Oh, wait, I thought you got third.
No,
you got fourth? Okay, so 4-2.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about that almost.
Really backed into it, right?
Really. Let's talk about that crash, though. I heard it was almost a huge one.
So close. I was just going around the sweeper, and I hit like a little pothole, and my left hand came off, and I was just like along for the ride pretty much. It was gnarly. I got really, really lucky to save it. And then I just kind of cruised in for fourth. And then the second moto, I knew I needed a good start. Like, just when we went out for the sight lap, I was like, oh, my God, this is insane. So I knew I needed a good start and to kind of put myself in a good position to make it happen. And then, I got off to a second-place start. J-Mart went down. But Dylan passed me pretty much instantly. And then, I was riding with him there for a little while. And then I just kind of wasn't feeling it. I kind of woke up a little bit sick this morning. I don't know if I'm just not into the dry air or what, but with a sore throat. So it just, I knew kind of I would be on the box with a 4-2, and I just kind of rode smart and safe and brought it home.
Yeah, things are going right for you when you go 4-2, overall win. And plus, like, you're not a California guy. Your whole strategy, as you were talking on the Pulp Show, was, hey, let's just get through these in a good position.
Yeah.
And then go, and now you have a 21-point lead.
For sure. It's nice to leave California and head east to some tracks that I really like. The next 3 are some of my favorites. Colorado is definitely top of the list for me. And, I've never left here even in within reach of anything. So
after you're crying.
Yeah, last year 8-8 here and 20-4 in Hangtown. So to go 1-1 and 4-2 and be 20 points up is pretty solid.
Well, cool. Great story. We'll do a press conference. They're calling for you. Thanks, bud.
Thanks.